I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Hundreds of migrants arrested under Texas Governor Greg Abbott's catch and jail border security push have been sitting in prison for weeks with no charges filed against them, and dozens were in prison for more than a month without being appointed lawyers. Arrested on the border and dropped in prisons hundreds of miles away, they've spent weeks or months with little to no legal help and few chances to find out what is happening to them or how long they'll be imprisoned. Citing the widespread violations of state laws and constitutional due process rights, defense attorneys and immigrant advocacy groups are asking courts to release the migrants. Under Texas law, criminal defendants must be assigned an attorney within 3 days of asking for one. State statute also requires that defendants be released from jail if prosecutors delay cases by not filing charges quickly. For trespassing, the charge on which the vast majority of imprisoned migrants were arrested, the deadline is set at 15 or 30 days, depending on the charge level. Both those deadlines have fallen by the wayside as Abbott pursues his initiative for state police to arrest migrants suspected of illegally entering the country for state crimes such as trespassing or human smuggling. Since the effort began in July, about 1,000 migrants have been sent to two Texas prisons converted into immigration jails. On Friday, prison officials reported nearly 900 men remain locked up. Just weeks after a near total ban on abortion went into effect in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott ceremonially signed a separate bill into law on Friday that will restrict Texans' access to abortion-inducing medication. The new law would narrow the window in which physicians are allowed to give abortion-inducing medication to patients from 10 weeks to 7 weeks after conception. The 3-week reduction also bucks previous Texas law and U.S. Food and Drug Administration guidelines, which states that abortion-inducing medications are safe to administer to patients up to 10 weeks post-conception. Meanwhile, in response to Texas's near-total ban on abortion, Republican State Rep. Lyle Larson from San Antonio filed legislation that would create exceptions for victims of rape or incest. But the bill faces an uphill climb. Larson's proposal has been met with skepticism from both abortion rights advocates and anti-abortion groups, and there's no indication that Governor Greg Abbott will add it to the agenda for the latest special session of the Texas legislature, a move that would be necessary for it to pass. In a bid to nullify Texas's controversial abortion ban, the U.S. House on Friday passed a reproductive rights bill that would codify into federal law the right to an abortion. It was a starkly partisan vote, with a Texas Democrat joining the Republicans as the lone crossover vote. U.S. Representative Henry Cuellar, a Laredo Democrat, voted against the bill, but otherwise it passed almost completely on partisan lines. The legislation now heads to the Senate, where it's unlikely to pass. Texas officials from 3 of the 4 counties whose 2020 elections are being audited by the Secretary of State's office say the development is an unnecessary partisan move aimed at sowing doubt in the results. Harris, Dallas, and Tarrant County officials maintain that their 2020 election results were accurate, echoing a state elections official assertion earlier this year that the election was smooth and secure. Collin County officials did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Officials in Harris County also said that they have not been told what the audit entails or what prompted it. They said they learned about them from a late Thursday press release sent by a spokesperson in the Secretary of State's office. Harris County officials said the county has already confirmed the results of the election several times. Governor Greg Abbott defended the audit in a TV interview Sunday, downplaying the uproar over it. But he provided no details on how they will be conducted. This fall member drive, the Texas Tribune is trying to find 500 new readers to support our journalism. Are you one of them? Support our nonprofit newsroom at texastribune.org/give. Your gift will help us unlock $50,000 in matching funds from the Lowy Law Firm. Donate and double your impact at texastribune.org/give. That's texastribune.org/give. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Texas Performing Arts. Texas Performing Arts presents their 40th season, a curated series reflecting current developments and leading voices in the performing arts today. Learn more at texasperformingarts.org.